If you do something the same way day after day, you might be said to have a method to your work. The method these brothers used in their work is still copied today. In fact, the method is still in the name. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have ARC County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In 1735, John and Charles Wesley sailed to America. John was to be a new Anglican minister for the city of Savannah. The brothers encountered many challenges, and by 1738 were back in England, never to return to the colonies. However, their faith and their study of the Bible began to grow.
Charles Wesley attended Oxford, as did his older brother. While they were in Oxford, Charles Wesley started a club. And the club basically was a group of his fellow students. And these people got together initially once a week, and they would study the Bible, hold each other accountable in their walk with God, and they would try to do good works.
Judy Fergus says some felt the existing church was not doing enough to help those less fortunate. The Wesleys soon were reaching out to those in prison, the poor, and others who had not been reached by the traditional church.
These young men went out and started to help people and to really live as they thought God wanted them to. They thought this was so successful that they started meeting every night in the evening. And they were so earnest and so methodical about it that the name Methodist was actually given to them in derision.
The term Methodism would stick and is, of course, where the Methodist Church derives its name. However, the Wesleys never set out to form a new church.
John and Charles Wesley, until the day they died, remained Anglican and never really wanted to start a new denomination. They only wanted to enliven the Church of England.
Today, a church conference center and a Methodist museum occupy the land where the Wesleys spent much of their short stint in America. It's a place where people come to reflect on the lives of the famous brothers. Traveling the countryside on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, I'm Andrew McRae.